This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The OK symbol is now considered racist because your three fingers up, you know, like when you do OK, the three fingers up make a W and thus mean white power. So I guess if you were to push it down like a gang sign, it would be an M. I don't know what it would be then, manpower? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Let's all do it together. OK. Crazy world we live in, where leftists look for symbolism in things and just decide, okay, this is going to be something we no longer like or is no longer acceptable. And this is the world that it ends up convoluting with everything that we see. So if you wonder why we have impeachment talks or why Donald Trump can't make any headway, no matter what good happens, it gets overshadowed. Don't feel bad, though. Don't feel bad. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I explain it all to you so that you understand that no matter what the left does, they will not win. This is the worst period in leftist history. All this talk about impeachment. Anybody think that the public is actually riveted on this? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not talking about hardcore politicos. They make up about 10% of the population. And get this, a big part of them are you, conservatives. People that are going, what's up with all this nonsense? Why can't we enjoy our fatter paychecks? Why can't we enjoy our bigger 401k accounts? Why can't we enjoy, you know, all the things that are going on in your life? The fact that you can move jobs, that you can take more time out with the family, and I could give you a host of other things. Why can't we enjoy these things? You can't, because leftists want you to believe that the world is consumed with getting Donald Trump the way they are. Inside the Beltway and other political leftists are a small group of people in this country who rile up a crowd. They know how to do it. And up to now, they've had the media and Holly weirdos to support them. But here's the bad news for them, folks. There is no help coming. There is no cavalry. Nothing is going to bail them out from all the things that are about to befall them. And that is why they must continue to stir up nonsense. I could go back and tell you all the things that were going to bring Donald Trump down as a reminder for you to go, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Well, as you're forgetting about that, you're also forgetting about Trump winning every single time. And it isn't because he's Donald Trump and he's Superman. It's because he's willing to fight back and he has the truth on his side. Larry Elder tweeted a quote from a guy named Mark Simone. He says, Hunter Biden slept with his brother's widow, got caught with a crack pipe, multiple driver's license, a fake badge in his car, was thrown out of the military for drugs. You can certainly understand why a Ukrainian energy company jumped at the chance to make him a director. You understand what I'm saying to you folks? It doesn't compute. It doesn't compute on any level. Leftists can make themselves believe that they're going to bail themselves out of this situation with Biden. It isn't going to happen. I'm going to dedicate today's show to proving that to you. It isn't going to happen. It defies common sense. It defies, I mean, you want to talk about racial lines, you want to talk about elitist or class lines, you want to talk about feminist gender-based lines. I give you everything with Hunter Biden. We're talking about white privilege. We're talking about democratic elitist class privilege. We're talking about male privilege. We're talking about all kinds of privilege. But the left believe they're going to sell you on the concept that Hunter Biden was given a legitimate position because he's such a great guy. Had nothing to do with Joe Biden. Even as we played last week, a clip from, I believe, Cuomo saying, look, Joe Biden didn't do it for personal gain. He didn't help us. Yeah, sure, we understand that he did. Okay, effectively, here's what Cuomo was saying. We concede that Biden definitely did something to help his son, but he didn't do it for personal gain. Nobody's going to believe this. Nobody does. But there's some interesting developments in the swamp drain. See, because that's what's occurring right now. What I want you to understand is every time something like this happens, where we get the scandal involving Donald Trump, there's a purge in his administration. Sue Gordon, Brennan's ally, resigned on August the 8th, the date that the CIA whistleblower complaint made is August the 12th. You get it? Donald Trump, this is my opinion, but he leaves enough swamp rats there to sort of figure out the origin of the story. So John Brennan's girl, Sue Gordon, gets pushed out by Trump. Then we get the whistleblower complaint. A friend of mine on Twitter, his name is Technofog, said DOJ National Security Section Deputy Chief Deborah Curtis is leaving the DOJ effective 9/28. She had been assigned to the Flynn case. Reason for her departure currently unknown. Let me break it down for you. She was found out. Many of these people are being found out. They do say in the community, they found him out. They found him. Found out. A lot of stories, boy. A lot of stuff breaking on this Biden stuff. Lots of things that will not end well for the Democrats. And I know there are those doubters out there going, Kevin, when's it going to start turning on them? It already is turning on them. The level of desperation you're seeing is a reflection of how much it's turning on them. You got to learn how to look at this stuff. I'm not trying to blow smoke up my own Komodo when I say this stuff. I'm telling, Komodo, is it Komodo or Komodo? My producer's like, I think it's Komodo. I think you're right. I'm not blowing smoke up my own dragon. Anyway, going back to this, got something in my teeth. There's a lot of stuff breaking with this. It's not going to be good for the Democrats. The plan today is to dissect some of it. Here's one. I don't know if you know this, but they said the story about Biden going to Kiev to get Shokin fired in March of 2016. It turns out Biden never went to Kiev in March of 2016, but Poroshenko came to the White House. So breaking news on that. There's more to come, as they say. Anyway, we got a great show today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats want you to believe that, well, they need you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid of facing Biden. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. In order for you to go with this Ukraine gambit, which is what I call it, you must believe that Donald Trump is afraid to face the Democrats in the next election, and specifically Joe Biden. Joe Biden's, I'll kick his butt or whatever. Joe Biden is about to get, number one, Joe Biden can't even kick the butt of the Democrats that he's facing, much less Donald Trump. He's got a real problem on his hands, and so do the Democrats, but I'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, President Trump slammed, and I'm reading this, presidential candidate Joe Biden. In a new campaign ad he released on his Twitter account, the ad highlighted Biden's Ukraine-related corruption scandal. Joe Biden promised $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company, the ad states. The video then cuts to Biden in 2018 saying, "The prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a B, he got fired. But when President Trump asked Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him, and their media lapdogs fall in line. The ad continues, they lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them. I liked that ad. I really did. I felt like, you know, it was one of the first times I've seen a Republican ad where they confront the actual situation and forget the subterfuge all around it. They're putting the blame exactly where it belongs, on Joe Biden. Joe Biden said those words. How is it you don't want the leader of the free world, our country, that we've spent $40 million looking into this investigation, and you don't want him to go figure it out to get to the bottom of it? Somebody said that Limbaugh made the comment, this is Donald Trump's really trying to get to the origin of the Mueller thing. Wow, what a revelation, Rush. Sorry, you know, I'm way ahead of you on this one, but of course it is. The Mueller story is completely made up, and I don't care whether the story begins in Britain or it begins in Ukraine. Of course that's what he's trying to do. He's saying, in order to cut the head off the snake, I have to show you the level to which these leftists were willing to go to fabricate the story. And now we have an opportunity in Ukraine, and guess why? Because Joe Biden effectively, there's all kinds of connections, don't misunderstand me, but this is a great starting point. Trump is uncanny in saying the timing is right for us to now do this. So now the Democrats, who also went to Ukraine in order to try to dig up dirt on Trump, now watch the worm turn. And now the dirt that's being dug up on Joe Biden, which, by the way, is Biden publicly saying it, which cracks me up. But now the pursuit of that is considered evil. Trust me when I tell you, folks, the low-level voters and certainly independents who are plugged in, the groups that can, I mean, that's a group that's going to make a significant difference. They get it. They absolutely get it. Bragging. Says Biden bragged to an audience of foreign policy analysts about how he got prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired from his job by threatening Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko that he would withhold $1 billion in taxpayer money from Ukraine. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm not going to be leaving here in, I think, in about 6 hours. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Wow. I just want you to understand, if anybody in the Trump administration had done that, they'd be on their heels right now. The Democrats would be all over them, but they right now, temporarily, are ignoring that part because they want to tie it to Donald Trump. It isn't going to work. The Hill reports, they said, Biden insists that in the spring of 2016, he strong-armed Ukraine to fire its chief prosecutor solely because Biden believed the official was corrupt and inept. Not because of Ukraine, the Ukrainian was investigating a natural gas company, Burisma Holdings, that hired Biden's son, Hunter, into a lucrative job. It just turned out that was the coincidental thing. It wasn't that. It wasn't that the group is corrupt and that Joe Biden had cut a sweetheart deal for his crackhead son. No, he was corrupt. And what's funny about it is the Democrats do what they always do. We're not the only ones that think that. Other countries think that too. They said he was corrupt. Did you know that Britain said it and China said it and all this? And what's funny, even funnier, is it, when you go and you look at when these timelines occurred of them accusing this Ukrainian of being corrupt, it all is conspicuously after the event. And I always ask this is the question I ask. I always ask this question on a radio show. Kevin, what do you think about all these other countries coming in? I said, let me ask you this. We've got corrupt officials in America. I don't know. Let's say the head of the EPA is corrupt. How many countries do you think know that the head of the EPA, if he were corrupt, is corrupt? In other words, how big a politics is it that is a prosecutor in Ukraine who's corrupt? How many countries are aware of this? How many people in those countries are aware of it to the degree that they want to chime in? Because I have a theory. None. There are corrupt people in Canada, for example. I couldn't name one. I barely know their prime minister. Let me ask you. Do you think the average American knew the prime minister or the president of Ukraine before or even now? Because I didn't. I had no reason to know. So why would I know their prosecutor? And why suddenly in the time when Biden is under fire are multiple countries saying, yeah, we knew that prosecutor was corrupt as well. We had some dealings with him. And said nobody ever. The dude was doing his job. And let me tell you, there is so much evidence contrary to what these, you know, contradictory to what these guys have said about this prosecutor, so much. He's on record of saying, I got fired because I was looking into Biden's dealings. Now, you could say, I mean, it could be argued, well, I mean, come on, Kevin, you know, it's a legitimate potential or whatever. I'll give you all of that. Let's just say that it is. Here's what I don't get. I keep coming back to my common sense, and I say, how does your crackhead son, who was dismissed from the military, had crack paraphernalia in his car, fake IDs, and is in rehab, and I think didn't even make it through that, how does he get on the board of a company that he knows nothing about, energy, making 50 grand a year? How does he do that without his daddy? I'm just curious. And if you say to me, well, Kevin, his dad has a responsibility to help him, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with any of that. But should he be helping him by getting other people fired and having them lose their careers? Maybe there's a little bit too much clout Joe Biden felt he had under Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump welcomes the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley,
The president says the U.S. military is stronger than it's ever been.
The American military is the greatest fighting force without question in the history of the world.
Milley is replacing Marine General Joe Dunford, who's retiring.
Joe solidified America's competitive advantage through global integration of the joint force.
The Senate would have to take up the impeachment of President Donald Trump if the House effectively votes to charge the president. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
Yeah, it's a Senate rule related to impeachment that would take 67 votes to change. So I would have no choice but to take it up. How long you're on it is a whole different matter, but I would have no choice but to take it up.
McConnell speaking there on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a guy, his name is Dr. Michael Pillsbury. He's a China expert, and he chimes in on the Biden situation. I want to play that clip here in just a bit. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm just letting you know things that don't pass the smell test with respect to politics in America. And, of course, the sad part is, it mostly revolves around the left and Democrats. I tell you, I want a disclaimer right now. I'm a Republican because they freed the slaves. I'm a conservative because I'm a pragmatist and I always look for truth. And even though leftists believe themselves to be righteous in some things, if you spend any time with them at all, you find out they're nothing but scurrilous scumbags. Skanks, if you will. And so I tend to talk about them. That their makeup is mostly Democrat. They vote Democrat if you want to put politics on it, because this isn't a political show that leans one way or the other. I lean to the truth. That's it. It's really that simple. Anyway, I want to play this clip of Pillsbury because he's a China expert, and he's essentially saying that what we all know, Joe Biden was pulling a fast one, not only in Ukraine, but also in China. So here's this interview that's being done by an expert on China, chiming in on Biden.
So I think at a minimum there's an appearance problem. There could be something a bit worse, which is Peter Schweizer's book and his coverage since then have focused on two companies that have national security technology. One is the General Nuclear Company, which seems to be wrapped up in nuclear submarine propulsion units and parts that going into that. The Chinese are not very good at nuclear propulsion for their submarines. The other one is a company that Hunter Biden seems to be involved with in some way, not clear to me, that makes military aircraft parts. It's called AVIC, A-V-I-C. So you get all these combinations of things going together. Sensitive national security matters, the need to have them reviewed by CFIUS, again, the same thing that Hillary Clinton was wrapped up in for her uranium problem. You have the large amounts of money for a young person at a young company. You have the close appearance in time, 10 days, when it happens. As everybody knows, it's not legal evidence to start an indictment of Hunter Biden. But Joe Biden's comments during the campaign seem so strange that we're not competing with China. They're sort of not very impressive as a country. And some strange things happened back in 2012, 2013. at the same time that Hunter Biden is doing this transaction, the United States Navy is told to stop patrols in disputed territory in the South China Sea. And Pentagon official later on testified there was almost a four-year pause. It was actually Senator John McCain who made this public. The second thing that happened is there was a lot of pressure from the Senate to sell F-16 jet fighters to Taiwan, which President Trump has now approved. That was all stopped under both President Obama and Vice President Biden. So it's kind of strange. These transactions take place, and then you can see a softer policy toward China. Now, is there a conversation or a transcript or some hard evidence that there's a quid pro quo? I very much doubt it at this point, but the media would have to look into it to find out.
There's a lot more to be looked into. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Again, that was Dr. Michael Pillsbury, an expert on China, kind of explaining the Ukraine situation, but also saying, look at the policy that was developed during the time of Obama and Biden and understand why Biden was doing what he was doing. This is not going to end well for Biden. It's not going to end well for the Democrats. But what we're also learning is that this was an orchestrated, a planned salvo aimed at President Trump. Considering the failure of Russian collusion, Democrats begin plotting this next attempt to impeach President Trump for having the gall to defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016. So they plotted what I've been calling the Ukrainian gambit. And I'm reading this, but it says, according to recently revealed evidence, far-left Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff knew about the bogus whistleblower accusations back in August of this year. It says, in August, Schiff set the stage for the latest impeachment talk against President Trump, and he tweeted about it on August 28th. And here's what he tweeted. Trump is withholding vital military aid to Ukraine, while his personal lawyer seeks help from the Ukrainian government to investigate his political opponent. It doesn't take a stable genius to set the magnitude of this conflict. To see, rather, the magnitude of this conflict, or how destructive it is to our national security. So what Schiff is trying to say is the president is doing, creating policy of withholding our military products from Ukraine in order to get something from Ukraine. And he started this back in August of 28. Now, Schiff knew at the time that he was going to revisit this BS story, and he was attempting to tie this lie to any conversation that the president might have with Ukraine. Now, consider that based on Schiff's plot, no president is immune to accusations of extortion. In other words, if you were to say to China, hey, listen, we're going to do something with terrorists, which is obviously what Trump is doing presently. And then you have a conversation later that says, hey, we're going to relax tariffs. According to Schiff, you were a gangster in one regard or you're in collusion in another. There's just no way to win. I mean, it's funny, if you were to apply anything that the Democrats are talking about to Barack Obama, he'd be in prison. And in his case, rightfully so. Trump uses America's economy, our military, etc. He uses it all as a negotiation tactic. And he must be allowed to do his job. For example, if President Trump, for the sake of this discussion, said to the Ukrainian president, look, we do a lot of things with you, and you're meddling in our... It appears, based on FBI reports or CIA reports, that you're meddling in our elections. You need to understand that we will not do business with you, etc., if you continue to do so. And in fact, we want an investigation on what happened in our elections. And in order to do that, we'll withhold this $1 billion. It would be well within his authority to do that, as long as there were no conflicts. If you were to ask me, should the Vice President of the United States go to Ukraine and say, listen, you guys have a record of corruption, a record of meddling, and we were going to give you $1 billion. But unless you can show us that you're not going to do these types of things, I'm taking my $1 billion and going home. That would be well within his purview, if you ask me. So I want you to understand, I don't have a problem with what Biden did with his prosecutor. But what I will tell you is this. I have a problem of him doing it
on behalf of his crackhead son when you put it all together, when you put all the pieces together. If it turned out that Donald Trump was threatening Ukraine, withholding military hardware or something, because Don Jr. was working on a deal over there, and he didn't want to see that deal fail, I would have a problem with President Trump doing that. A serious problem. The same way I have a serious problem with what Biden has done. You get it? I know you do. But there's some leftists that listen to the program, and they're in the remedial class. We got to allow them to catch up. Yeah. Now, we're not going to have another language here. We're not going to do Spanish so we can translate and they can keep up. They got to keep up. If they fail, they just get kicked out of class. We aren't going to slow down for you. It's what they did in my military school. We had a kid, Jorge Elizondo, did not speak a word of English when he came to the United States. And he was the second best student in the class next to me. But had he spoke good English, I might have been number two. Because that little kid was smart. I want you to understand, this is a kid that went to class, did not understand a word of English, took his textbooks, translated, converted from English to Spanish, then took the notes that we was given, converted from English to Spanish, and then that's how he went to class every day. And he did that every day for 4 years. Well, he got better in English over time. But he did that. And he was the number two student in my class. But yeah, we're not going to do that here. That's what we're going to make you do here. You got to do like Jorge. You got to learn English. You got to learn how things work, because I'm not slowing down for you. So you got Schiff plotting to make Donald Trump look as if he's extorting the Ukrainians. They couldn't wait. I mean, here's Donald Trump having a conversation about getting to the bottom of the so-called Russian collusion, Ukrainian collusion, or trying to mess with our elections. And in his pursuit of the truth, the Democrats get mad. So they say, he's extorting these Ukrainians, and he's doing all this. And Trump says, I didn't know such thing. Here's a transcript. How dare he give us the transcript? How dare he give us the transcript? It's tough for me not to laugh at this, because Donald Trump is saying, I didn't say anything that you said. I said, here's the transcript. And he shouldn't be giving out the transcript. It's a matter of national security. I don't know what they said, but it's along those lines. These people are crazy. I got to take a break and come back and talk more about Schiff trying to set up President Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
ABC News did a story on Joe Biden. ABC News, folks. Not Fox, which, by the way, isn't as conservative as people think. But ABC News did a story on Biden's crooked nature in his dealings with Ukraine. And I mean, when it gets to where mainstream media is starting to call you out, you know the writing's on the wall. Tick tock, Joe Biden, tick tock.
That investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president. Our chief national affairs correspondent, Tom Yam, has traveled to Ukraine to try to get some answers. And, Tom, what did you find?
Dave, good morning to you. This is actually an issue Joe Biden has been dealing with since 2014. But it's come up again because he's now running for president. Republicans, including President Trump, are trying to hammer Biden over this. At issue, was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Mr. Vice President, Tom Yamas with ABC News. How you doing? Got a quick question for you.
It's a question we tried to ask repeatedly.
Can we ask you about Ukraine and China?
But kept getting blocked. Questions about foreign deals his son Hunter Biden pursued.
My father, Joe Biden.
In countries where Joe Biden was working as America's top diplomat. In 2014, Ukrainians, sick of corruption, revolted. Vice President Joe Biden went to Kiev to help the new government.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then, something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year. Hunter, a lawyer who had just been discharged from the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine.
Mr. Hunter Biden.
He had served on other boards, but had no known experience in Ukraine or natural gas. We went to Kiev and found even among Joe Biden supporters in Ukraine, Hunter's hiring was troubling.
How do you judge what Hunter Biden was doing?
I think that Hunter Biden did a very bad thing. And he was very wrong. He allowed his name to be abused.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We've already discussed China, but it's worthy of, I mean, it's not going away. There will be more on these stories. But I'm talking about the deep state swamp rats working in conjunction with the Democratic Party, specifically the intel community working with the Democratic Party, and Adam Schiff attempting yet again to set up President Trump in what would be a third-grade effort to do so. But I want to read something from the Federalist in terms of what happened in a very short amount of time and how this setup has occurred. So here's what it says. Between May of 2018... in August of 2019, the intelligence community secretly eliminated a requirement that whistleblowers provide direct, first-hand knowledge of alleged wrongdoings. This raises questions about the intelligence community's behavior regarding the August submission of a whistleblower complaint against Donald Trump. The new complaint document no longer requires potential whistleblowers, who wish to have their concerns expedited to Congress to have direct first-hand knowledge of alleged wrongdoing that they are reporting. The brand new version of the whistleblower complaint form, which was not made public until after the transcript of Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and the complaint addressed to Congress were made public, eliminates the first-hand knowledge requirement and allows employees to file whistleblower complaints even if they have zero direct knowledge of underlying evidence and only heard about wrongdoing from others. So in other words, I could say, you know what? I heard Adam Schiff is a pedophile and that he has molested kids. Now, I did not hear this directly, but I heard this through other sources. And then it can be a legitimate complaint in a whistleblower community. This is so crazy. I just want you to understand, this is something that got changed from 2018 what were the dates? May of 2000 or whatever, 2018 to August of 2019. Conveniently so, they could lodge a complaint against President Trump with no evidence. Welcome to the world of fake news, politics, and fake news journalism. They want to provide cover for themselves to say, no, this is a legitimate whistleblower complaint. How so? I heard through my cousin Ray Ray's first wise girlfriend that, I mean, that is, it's so crazy that these people believe they can get away with this. They said the internal properties of the newly revised disclosure of urgent concern form, which the Intelligence Community Inspector General requires to be submitted under whatever the Whistleblower Act, was uploaded on September the 24th, 2019, 4:25 p.m., just days before the anti-Trump complaint was declassified and released to the public. The markings on the document state it was revised in August of 2019, but no specific revision, date of revision is disclosed. Be still, my fake news heart. Hearsay is evidence. When you want to get somebody, you will move the goalposts as much as you humanly can. And that's what the Democrats are doing. We want to get Donald Trump, and if we need to move the goalposts again and again and again, we'll do it. Even to the point of saying, we can just make up whatever the crap we want about him. Did you guys hear Adam Schiff giving his speech about what Donald Trump had done? I'm talking about, it was parody. Really? Parody read into the record. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And we can look, I'm not even one of these people that's just going to keep, you know, harping on what they've done. And then you guys will say, well, Kevin, what's your solution? The solution is exactly what we're doing. Calling them out for it, demanding that Schiff be, he needs to be kicked out of Congress. Demanding that these people be held accountable and making it so. Now, it is coming. We'll get to that in a little bit later in the broadcast. It's coming, folks. All the things that I want you to understand, this is the tumultuous period before our calm. There's a biblical thing that says there's going to be all these wars in the world, and then there's going to be 1,000 years of peace. Hard to believe, given the conflicts all over the world. All this stuff, then 1,000 years of peace. Well, you got all these conflicts brewing right now, this huge thing that's been going on. I mean, I want you to think about this in biblical terms. You've got the Democrats creating strife all over the world. They want everybody fighting. We're in the midst of World War III in a strange way. They got us all at each other's throats. And then suddenly something happens. A catalyst occurs to where, Jesus comes back to earth or whatever, but I'm not going to get all biblical because I don't know enough about it, but I'll tell you this. There's going to be the calm that's coming is the calm that is coming to you because of the exposure of the Democrats. That's the calm you're about to feel. Here's some irony for you. Even with hearsay evidence against Donald Trump, everything that the Democrats are trying to get people to pay attention to, Here's the sad truth for them. Donald Trump is going to beat them even when they make it up. Even when it's not legit. And they think they can push the narrative. And they can come in and say whatever they want about Trump. The worst thing you could do is to expose yourself as a liar to the American public. And that's what the Democrats are doing. And that's why Donald Trump's going, let him go. I told you guys his strategy will be super simple. Because Trump figured out something a long time ago. And I don't know this for a fact from him, but I'm telling you how I would be looking at it. I'd say, number one, everything I say is public. Doesn't matter whether I'm talking to heads of state. Doesn't matter I'm talking about nuclear this, disarmament. Whatever level, the highest level of secrecy, destroyed. Swamp rats want to do something. So I'm going to treat every conversation I have as if I'm bugged. And then I'm going to be really transparent. No matter what they say, I'm going to be transparent. But I'm also going to dig in to these other agencies, and I'm going to be transparent about them. I'm going to be transparent when I find a swamp rat. I'm going to fire them, and then I'm going to expose them. I'm not going to leave anything. No stone will go unturned. The Democrats in D.C. inside the Beltway have not seen anything like this. They don't know how to handle this because Donald Trump's saying, nope, here's your transcript. Nope. Release those records. Unredacted. Exactly as they are. So what that does is that puts everybody else on notice to say, oh, this isn't going to stay hidden like it normally would. I may have to testify before Congress, and they release the actual documents of what was going on. This is not going to go the way I thought it was going to go. That's what you're going to find. That's how Trump's going to defeat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.